you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion here at NASCAR. Why is that so important to you?
Man, just because, like Uncle Clint, I came to my first race and just fell in love with the sport. And I've always just wanted to make sure that people who look like me had that same opportunity to fall in love with it, but it's exposure, right? Like, it was a lack of exposure. I played football and basketball and stuff growing up. And my uncle would always tell me stories about how he would go to the races and sneak under the fence. Well, I played football for that same uncle. He never told me anything about NASCAR until I mentioned it to him that I had this opportunity, you know? And so, to me, that triggered something in my mind. I was like, man, more people need to know about this. So same like you saw it and you were instantly hooked. It was the same thing for me. The first time I came, like, chills, you know, went up my back. I heard the cars fire up. I'm like, man, like, more people need to experience this.
So, and smell that rubber.
That's it.
Was your job created for you? Was there a person in front of you for that? Like, how did you come to be where you are now?
Yeah, so people don't realize NASCAR's diversity initiative has been around since like 2000. So these things have been in place for some time. Obviously, over that time, you know, they've ramped up. They've gotten, you know, we've changed sort of the structure of a lot of those programs, right? So the D4D program, which, you know, which Raja Karuth is in, you know, there was a situation where we were just paying individual teams to run these drivers, right? But what we started to find out was that probably wasn't the most efficient way. So we brought everything in-house under Max Siegel and Rev Racing. Those types of iterations and new reinventions, if you will, of those programs have certainly taken place. But when you ask, was it tailor-made for me? No, would be the answer to the question, I think, from a NASCAR standpoint. But I feel like it was made for me just because I have such a passion for the sport and also such a passion for making sure that everyone can experience it and such a passion for, you know, the culture, right? Is that, like, I want people to be able to come and experience it. And so I feel like it was tailor-made for me, but I'm from a corporate standpoint, I don't think it was. There, you know, the program's been around for 20 plus years.
But I think that's the hardest part of growing an audience for people who haven't been exposed to it, smelt the rubber, heard the engines, is, you know, watching it on television, like Channing said, the first time we sat down with Bubba was, it's just going left, 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 right? So you really can't experience it. I think that's the biggest challenge that you have.
You need television, right? Like, everyone knows that. You absolutely have to have it. But if that's the only way that you're exposed to it, nah. Like, you have to come see it. It's one of those things that invigorates all of your senses, literally. And no other sport really does that, right? When you think about it, I mean, you can hear it, you can feel it, you can taste it. When people's like, taste, I'm like, yeah, you know, if you're going some of these tracks, depending on where you're sitting, like, you absolutely get, like, grit and, like, asphalt in your teeth, you know, just from, you know, just inhaling and, like, they're, you know, they're dusting all that stuff up. So it's just one of those things, man. There's absolutely nothing like it in person. I can say that while everyone may not leave a fan of the sport, no one leaves with the same with the same perception of the sport. They always leave with the respect for it.
Hold on, time out. You said there's nothing like it. I grew up and you know, having you in the stands, coming to my games, 13 years in the NFL. So you got NASCAR over NFL? No, be honest.
When you was playing, if there was a race, and the game at the same time, I would only watch when the offense had the ball. When the defense had the ball, I put the race on.
I love it.
And
I
now
love
that you're retired, I will not watch a football game until after my race is off.
There it is.
I will not watch a football game.
Right.
And what you said about going in circles, a lot of people just don't know, and it's a whole lot more than just going in circles.
Right.
When you're sitting in that car going 200-plus miles an hour, especially at Daytona and Talladega, 33-degree banking at Talladega, 4 or 5, sometimes 6 wide, where your life depends on mine, my life depends on you. Inches apart. And the G-forces, if people look and see that headrest, is huge. They cannot move their head with that Hans device. And look, they got a little mirror here on the post. A lot of them have the rearview mirror. But the spoilers are so high, they can't see 2 cars behind them. And when they're going that rate of speed, it only takes 1 little miscue. So everybody's got to be on the same page, and they got to have confidence in each other. Mm. And especially when it's hot, because that track is slick.
Right.
And that's why I like Kyle Busch, because he can drive.
I kind of touched on it a little bit, but never really went deep into the story of how I got into NASCAR, right? I said it actually a couple times, but never really on I Am Athlete NASCAR, but it was because of you guys, right? Unc introducing me to the sport by hounding me for 10 years, like, you gotta go to NASCAR, go to a race. I didn't understand it. And Shaw, you were like, man, this is amazing. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is amazing. You're from Brooklyn, right? So I appreciate you guys for hounding me to get into NASCAR, because I fell in love with it, you know. But, you know, I want to hear from you guys, like, how did y'all get into this sport?
I got into it back in the 80s, not in NASCAR, but I used to ride the motorcycle to the Indy 500 for years. I watched the NASCAR race on TV. I said, that's for me. Been there ever since. My driver was Dale Jarrett. He retired. I said, who am I going to go with? Kyle Busch or Tony Stewart? Had to go with Riley. And that's where I'm at right now.
Right, right.
Is that why you love Riley?
No, so I didn't actually, you took me to Daytona 500. That was my first race. And the reason why Riley became my driver was because of him and Samantha, his wife, how they treated me at my first race. So they took me up in the pit box.
Yeah.
And they just showed me an amazing time. They were awesome people. You know, and they didn't have to do what they did. And so I was like, all right, he's cool. I didn't even know he was the villain. I didn't even know he was deemed the asshole, which he kind of is, but I kind of like it.
NASCAR's always had assholes in terms of drivers.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what keeps the sport going.
Right.
Like, that's what the sport is built on, those rivalries.
I used to be called a black redneck. Mm. And that was by my daughter. But she loved me. She's just making a joke. She called me a black redneck.
Right.
You know, because before I got my knees replaced, I had took my grandmother's cane, great-grandmother's cane. I took my 10-speed bike, took the seat off of it, got radiator hose clamps, clamped it onto the cane, and I put it on my motorcycle when I used to ride here for the Coke 600. And when I got
From Pittsburgh.
When I got tired of walking, I rest my behind on that cane.
That boy had the bowl legs. Man. I was like, oh, we're gonna fix these knees. No, that man was walking like this. And now he's straight. Yeah. I'm being honest.
It was bad. I love racing, all the Confederate flags, which I go to races. I've come here since 2000, Daytona since 2002, Atlanta, Labor Day weekend. I didn't let them Confederate flags bother me. I done been to 42 states in this country on my motorcycle. And I don't worry about what this person is going to do or that person.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. We'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a bread head. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gonna do. I'm going somewhere and enjoy myself.
But no, the Confederate flag was a big thing because there's like you're one of a few that, you know, felt comfortable going to a race, you know, seeing that flag waving. So, you know, I appreciate you sticking it through because, yeah, you know, you.
We, NASCAR appreciates you sticking it through.
Right. How'd you get into it?
My love for NASCAR just came from the love of cars. And seeing it on TV, Ford, Chevy, I know you work with all the big guys, and going to my first race, and like you said, you can taste it, you can smell it.
Yes, yeah,
it changes you. Just not as a spectator, now you want to learn more, you want to be involved, you want to shake hands, you want to read up as much as you can. Now we have social media, so everything is on a phone or a computer.
Right.
And the amount I've learned just from NASCAR, it has taken me just more in depth with racing.
Right.
So to see a brother like be here, being a vice president in this sport.
Right.
It brings tears to my eyes.
What I love about, you know, connecting with you on cars and NASCAR is like, you know the history.
Yes.
That's why I was like, y'all gotta be on the show because, you know, he really is a fan. And I didn't know that you love NASCAR more than football. I didn't know that. I would have bet the other way. And for you, I mean, you're a historian.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking to me about the first race that was broadcasted live on television. You're telling me about the first race, and you're telling me about the Wood Brothers. You're telling me about, oh, you got to get the king on. You need
Richard
to sit
Petty.
With this one. Like, yeah, but I mean, like, that's where our connection in this sport is.
Yes.
Because I'm learning right now, and you teach me.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty dope. A dude from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
The streets of Brooklyn.
Because Channing, when I told him he got to get the king on, he said, who the hell is the king?
No, don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. You can't tell him that.
well, who is that again? what team is he on? Yeah. Who he plays for? Quarterback, running back? Yeah. He said, nah. But he's learning. He's coming along.
All right. Let's jump to 2022. Push the conversation forward. All right, the next gen car. How y'all feel about it?
I like it and I don't like it.
Old school.
I like it.
I love it.
Because Kyle Busch is going to be able to practice and qualify.
Right.
I don't like it because, like you were saying, I like to see him hit them five lugs.
Yeah.
On my 75-inch, I'm sitting across the room, and I got my binoculars, and when they come, not just them, the pit crews, I want to see if they hit all lugs.
I know, but when so you say 75-inch, no, because you said that you told this story before at dinner. When you say 75-inch.
TV.
So you're in the house with binoculars.
Yes.
That's where we was going.
Yes. Yes, I'm across the room with my binoculars.
Channing, you didn't know what he meant.
And I was like,
he didn't know what
you
I meant.
Sitting in your house with binoculars
in front of the TV.
Trying to see the screw gun that close?
We got a Hawkeye system that we use to monitor to make sure all the, you know, like pit stops and stuff like that. We need to get Unc up there in the tower. You sitting there doing that already. I mean, you know, you might as well come and do it in a physical
to put him at ease.
Right. Man, what y'all think?
Yeah, I was gonna say with the next gen thing, it evens the playing field. Now you got to be a driver now, right?
Exactly. My view on the next gen is just safety. Safety. I've watched guys flip. I watch people die, you know. Watch people get severely injured. Safety. I don't care if it had 10 lugs, 2 lugs, 1 lug. Safety. Whatever it does to bring that person home at the end of the race.
Yeah. Now, that's key. And I can appreciate, Unc, what you're saying in terms of the lugs, right? That's been such a major part of the sport for so long. The good news is that the pit stops won't really look any different, even though there's only the one lug, right? It still takes the same amount of time to fill the tank.
It's the same amount of guys, except for years ago when they had the catch can man.
Right.
They took them away.
Right. But for me, the most exciting part is the parity, you know, that it's going to bring. I think for so long,
right.
You know, as the sport has evolved, you know, people, I think a lot of times consider NASCAR this sort of backwoods, shade tree mechanic type thing. People don't know, we literally have NASA like engineers. Like we have like, people talk about like, oh, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. No, we actually have rocket scientists in the garage.
Right.
And so when they get time to sit there and, you know, pour over data after data and, you know, go to wind tunnels and do all these tests, you know, the gaps between the haves and the have-nots widens, right? Because only so many teams can afford to pull, you know, a rocket scientist from somewhere and pay him to be able to come over and analyze stuff for race cars. But I think now with the advent of the next-gen car and the things that we're going to limit, you know, with that, I think the parity, which at the end of the day, that's what we want to bring, is exciting door-to-door racing that, you know, that he talked about. And so for me, that's the most exciting part.
So give me, all right, your wish list for I Am Athlete NASCAR, the top 5 people that you want on this show, and give me a little background why.
Okay. Number one, like I said before, the king.
Gotta be.
Because he's been with NASCAR from damn near the beginning, before they had all the aerodynamics, before they didn't even really had good brakes back then. He flipped cars, no airbag, no neck harness. Some of them I barely had a helmet.
Like a lap belt.
A lap belt. They didn't have a harness belt. And this man's been racing from, what was it, early 60s. I watched the documentary on him where he even took a loan against his house to keep racing because there was no one to back him at the time. And to this day, like, I'll bring in the Wood Brothers. They changed the pit crew. They made the race. They changed the whole dynamics of coming into the pit crew. I see Channing always makes a joke about these are the guys who reinvented the pit crew. So when I say to Brandon, I said, these are the gods of NASCAR.
The gods.
So try to get them on the show before they, you know, pass away. They're in their 80s and 90s, and, you know, but these are the guys I look up to when it comes to NASCAR.
All right, that's 2. I said 5.
Dale Earnhardt.
Junior.
Yeah.
We had Junior already.
Yeah, but I wasn't here.
Oh, you said Junior.
I wasn't here. You know, he said Junior. And Junior's my guy. For Unc, Kyle Busch.
With Unc on the show.
With Unc on the show.
Yeah, y'all got to be on the show because we already sat down with a ton of people already. But I like their top 2. B, you got to get that done for us.
Oh, you let me know.
Lil B, like, yeah, let me know. Yeah, we're gonna get the king.
Call the king right now.
I can't call. I don't have his number like that, but I can go look it up, though.
Right. Right.
I know where to find it.
I want to get Danica Patrick, the king, okay?
Who's that again?
Right. No.
Y'all ain't say the man's name.
Richard
Y'all keep saying the king. Who?
Richard Petty.
Thank you. Richard Petty. I heard that name before. Appreciate it.
All right. Next up, let's go. I Am Athlete NASCAR.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.